brought down in the Sefer Oitzer Ployis HaTorah that on the Thursday before Parshas Yisroi in the country of Tunisia, they used to make something called Sudas Yisroi, something that I had really intended on doing, but some I haven't managed to like get that into my repertoire yet. Sudas Yitzro, Yisro, there's a special Suda for Yisro. Why on the Thursday, I'm not 100% sure. Why they're making the Sudas Yisro? So according to one Tzipchak, because Yisro, when he was Megayer, he made a Suda. It says that he made a whole feast. So like kind of like to commemorate the feast of Yisro, we also make a feast. That's one pshat. And why there's... the other pshat is because we got the Torah. It's Parshas Yisro, it's Kabbalah HaTorah. So we have to celebrate getting the Torah. So therefore, we make perhaps for that reason, there's Sudas Yisro. And a third pshat is that perhaps in Tunisia, they were going through some sort of magefa, and the magefa ended in Yisro, nothing to do with Yisro himself, just having to do Parshas Yisro, so they call it Sudas Yisro. But... either way, there's apparently significance to Parshas Yisro. I want to speak a little bit about who Yisro was, about his personality. How fascinating. By the way, just another, on a side note, I had a very special opportunity years ago where, if you all remember the Har Nof massacre, so it was a very terrible incident that there was a terrorist who went into a shul while they were davening Vasikin, during Shemayna Esrei, and he started attacking people. Now, there were four karbanos. I don't remember if it was three or four. It was four or five, I'll explain to you what I mean, which is that there were at least three, I think it was four people in Nebuch that died, and there was a fifth. The fifth was a off-duty police officer who heard the call, or saw, I don't know, whatever it was exactly, went in, and he didn't neutralize the terrorists, but he managed to hold them back and let everyone else get out. This off-duty officer was not his obligation. It was off-duty. He was what's called a Druzi. Druzi are they're Arabs, but they're not Muslims, which means that they're from this part, Semitic or Arabic, but their religion is their own religion. They have Druzi religion. It's its own religion. And he was a young man, and he was newly married, had a little child, and he passed away. So there was a lot of people who were raising money for these families in Har Nof, and they also raised money for this Druzi police officer, and it was quite a bit of money that was given to his almana. So I was one of the shluchim to bring the money to the family. I had gone up north. She lived in a kibbutz all the way up north on top of Meron in that area. It's a Druzi place. You walk in an area, everyone's Arab, but they're not Muslims, so they're not hostile. I went in and I was Menachem Avol to the family. They also have a shiva of sorts. And when I was there, so they were telling me a little bit about what it means to be a Druzi, because I didn't know anything about it. Druzi is they're nomadic people, which means they don't have a country, which is very bizarre, very irregular. They don't have any country at all. They're just patriotic to whichever country they're in. So the Druzim are very patriotic to Israel. Many of them are in the army. Many of them are in what's called Mishmar HaGvul. Mishmar HaGvul means that they're border patrol. And the reason why Jews are not border patrol is because usually they're fighting with Arabs because they're on the border. So you want Arabs fighting with Arabs because then the Arabs know that they're, if they would kill a soldier, they're probably killing an Arab. Very often you'll see that the Arabs, that the police officers that are killed by terrorists are Arabs. So they're kind of like just killing their own cousin. But they're very patriotic, and therefore they serve in the army and also in the police force. The Mishmar HaGvul is technically police, it's not really army. Anyway, there's a few hundred thousand of them in the world. I don't know if it's more than that. It's not a massive, massive religion. And they said to me that they have a prophet. What's the name of their prophet? Who's their prophet? Who's we have Baruch Hashem, I guess you'd say Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe, whatever it is. And then, they have Muhammad, or whatever, and then they have the other, the Muhammad, the Ram calls the Meshuggah, and the other one is the Mushkis. And then there's, so who is their prophet? Their prophet's name is Yisro. And it appears the following thing. It doesn't show up in this week's parasha, but when the story is told over in Devarim, Yisro actually leaves Klal Yisro. Moshe begs him to stay, and he says, no, I'm going back to my people. He went back, and apparently, I don't know if he started a religion, or religion started after him, after he died, but he was apparently a very impressive personality, and this entire Druze religion is started after Yisro. So it's like very interesting. It's like all in the family. You know what I mean? It's like there's no real like major figure globally, historically, outside of the Avram's family. Avram, whether it's Yitzchak Yishmael, whether it's Yoshka himself was a break off of the family. Anyway, Akitzer, Yisro is their prophet. That's they're trying to keep to. They don't intermarry. They're not trying to marry Jews. They have also their own code of laws. Whatever. It's just fascinating that piece of history. So let's hear a little bit about Yisro before all this happened. Before he left, how did Yisro come? The pasuk says, "Vayishma Yisro koyhein Midyan choisein Moshe, who is Moshe's father-in-law, es kol asher asa elikim leMoshe liYisrael amoy." So, by the way, it's a very tricky pasuk because it seems to say one thing and it says something else. Listen to the pasuk again. Vayishma Yisro koyhein midyon choisein Moshe es kol asher asa elokim leMoshe liYisrael. Everything Hashem did to Moshe and Yisrael, amoy, ki hoitzi Hashem es bnei Yisrael es Yisrael miMitzrayim. So it starts with everything they did and it talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you look, it starts with the lashon of Es Asher Asa Elokim leMoshe, and then after it says Ki Hoitzi Hashem which is not it's also Hashem, but it's not the lashon Elokim, but it's lashon of Havaya. What exactly is going on over here? So what do we say in the pasuk? The pasuk says Vayishma Yisro. Rashi says Mashmua Shama Uba. Rashi says Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek. Those two things. What is it? What is it special about Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek? That Yisro heard these two things in particular. Okay. And what does Rashi see in the pasuk? Where did we see it's those two? Okay. So we're going to try to explain, understand the greatness of Yisro. The Chassam Sofer tells us on a pasuk in Tehillim, Mi Chacham V'Yishmar Eile V'Yisboinenu Chazdei Hashem. Mi Chacham, says the Chassam Sofer, this is Yisroi. Mi chacham v'yishmar eile, this is Yisroi. Because if you look at the words mi chacham, it's Rashi Tevos. If you have a pen and paper, you want to figure it out. Mi chacham is Rashi Tevos. Yisroi koyhein midyon choysein Moshe is the mi chacham. If you check, it's exact Rashi Tevos. Mi chacham is Yisroi koyhein midyon choysein Moshe. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know that chacham is? It's Yisro. So this pasuk is a description for Yisro. Mi chacham. Who is the chacham? We're going to explain it. V'yishmar eile. V'yisbaininu chaz de Hashem. And he delves and he thinks into the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to explain it as follows. Let's take a look at a contrast between these two things. Yitzias Mitzrayim and Melchemes Amalek. These are the two things that Yisro saw. And I believe that they're the two opposite ends of the spectrum. What happens? The Mitzrayim are running after Klal Yisrael. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, let's turn around and wage war. Let's fight them. He doesn't. What do? We run into the sea. We don't fight them at all. We just, you know what the pasuk says? Hisyatzavu uru'u es Yeshua as Hashem. You just watch. Hashem's going to take care of things for you. What do we say in Az Yashir? Hashem ish melchom, Hashem shumo. Hashem's fighting for us. We didn't have to lift a finger. The Mitzvah were all annihilated without us doing anything. That's what happened when we fought against the Mitzvah. But when we fight against Amalek, there's a whole different approach. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He tells Yoshua, "Bechalonu anashim, we need an army. And the army's going to fight against Amalek. Why all of a sudden a whole different approach, a whole different attitude? Why don't we like go between like some sort of valley and the two mountains will fall onto Amalek or something like that? Why is it that over here all of a sudden we need to do something in order to fight against Amalek?" Says the Netziv the following thing. The Netziv explains that what spurred Amalek to come. So the pasuk says,
that Klal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu Im Ayin. Hayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu. And then right after that, the pasuk says, Vayoba Amalek Vayilochem Im Yisrael Berfidim. Hayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu Im Ayin. Which means as follows. You know, we're all simple people. For sure, there's, you know, people that like live Nevi'im, that like talk to Hashem, and they live on a higher plane than us, where they have all these miracles going on around them, you know, like the stories that you hear about all the tzaddikim, like Moshe Rabbeinu, for example. So for sure, Moshe Rabbeinu has Hashem with him. But do the simple people have Hashem? Hayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu. Is Hashem inside of us? What does that mean? They didn't question whether Hashem exists. They just questioned whether or not Hashem is involved in all the simple people, all the what we call mundane, all the small things. Is Hashem there in the small things or only in the big things? Is Hashem only with the big people or is he even with the small people? Does Hashem care what happens to me, little old me? Or is Hashem only like in the big picture, in the miracles that happen? This is the question that Klal Yisrael asked. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Amalek. Now what happened in Amalek? If Hashem would defeat Amalek, if Moshe would defeat Amalek, then it wouldn't answer their question. Because those are like the big people. So therefore, Moshe tells Yeshua, Yeshua, choose an army. I'm not going to fight. You know what? I'm going to go on the top of a mountain. I'm not even going to be here. I'm going to be up there on the mountain. You guys down there, you fight the fight down there, okay? And fight it as if it's just a regular natural war. And you have to, and then you'll see that you will be victorious and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with each and every one of you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there even in what looks like a war of nature. You realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. So this is what it says. Moshe tells Yeshua, Machar, tomorrow, Anochi Nitzav al Rosh HaGiva, I will stand on the top of this plain, of this mountain, Umata HaElokim Biyodi, I will have the staff of Hashem in my hands. Now the word Elohim is an interesting word because we know the Pardes Rimonim tells us the word Elohim is Gematria Hateva. The word Elohim is Gematria, which is nature. So whenever we see the word Elohim, it's referring to HaKadosh, the mask HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses, which is nature. It looks like things are natural. There's laws of nature. That has nothing to do with Hashem. You know why, if I would hold an apple and drop it, that it would fall to the ground? Because that's the law of nature. It's not because Hashem necessarily willed it. Hashem isn't necessary for this world to run. It has all the laws of nature that make the world run. And that is a mask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show us with miracles things that are so obvious, like the Makos, or Kriyas Yamsuf, or any of those things, or Moshe Rabbeinu, who was like all full of all different types of miracles. I mean, he was born, it was miraculous. Everything about Moshe was miraculous. No. Hashem is here, even behind the mask of HaElokim. Of Elohim is HaTeva. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Klal Yisrael to realize that. This is a very important lesson. Because when we came out of Mitzrayim, we're like, oh, for sure, Hashem did these amazing miracles. But what about the fact that I woke up in the morning? Was that Hashem or was that just nature? What about the fact that my food grows? Is that Hashem? Hayesh Elokim Bekir Beinu and Ayin. Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu with us every single day? Is every day a miracle? Is every day really from a gift from Hashem? Or, you know, they're the big things that are gifts. That's what Klal Yisrael had to internalize with the Melchemes Amalek. So you have on the one hand Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, that was a clear, crazy miracle. On the other hand, you have Melchemes Amalek, which didn't look like a miracle. Most of the wars that Klal Yisrael have fought, moving forward after that, all seemed to be natural, even though we're constantly victorious against the odds. But it still seems to be that somehow it happened without any open, blatant miracles. So therefore, that's what Klal Yisrael was learning through the story of that whole incident with Amalek. Okay. Now, we'd like to explain why is it Dafka Amalek that is the one that that has to fight with Klal Yisrael after Klal Yisrael says, Hayesh Elokim Bekir Beinu, because Amalek is Gematria Rom. Listen to this. Amalek is Gematria Rom. What does the word Rom mean? Rom al kol goyim Hashem. What does the word Rom mean?
Above.
Well, there's the word Gadol. The Gadol is tall. Rom is also like very high or above. What's the difference between Gadol and Rom? Well, if you listen to the Pasuk, it sounds like one is for the Goyim. Hashem b'tzion Gadol. V'rom hu al kol ha'amim. Hashem b'tzion Gadol. Hashem is Gadol in Tzion. That's us. We're Tzion. V'rom al kol Goyim. By the Goyim is Rom. So what does that mean? What is Amalek is Gematria Rom. Well, I'll tell you, Rom perhaps is the following thing. Rom is when something is like is removed from you. It's like aloof, it's exalted, it's something that's away. For example, a bird that flies in the sky is Rom, it's very high up. But a skyscraper is not called Rom, it's called Gadol. Why? Because it starts down here. It just goes very high up. So when we speak about that Rama Kol Goyim, is Hashem is like removed from the Goyim. Hashem is like far, far away. But Gadol B'tzion, Hashem B'tzion Gadol, because we realize Hashem is down here. For sure, He's also up there, but He's down here. Hashem is in this earth, He's in this world with us. So Klal Yisrael says Hashem is Gadol. The Goyim say Hashem is Rom. This was Amalek's contribution. Amalek Gematria Rom. Amalek says Hashem is not here in this world. So when Klal Yisrael doesn't know Hayesh Elokim Bekir Beinu, is Hashem down here or not, who is the nation that now has the ability to penetrate? Who is the nation that now is a point of entry? It's Amalek, because they're the ones that said Rum. So therefore Amalek comes to fight with Klal Yisrael. However, we, after this war with Amalek, have internalized. Mi Kashem Elokeinu Hamagbihi Lashoves. Who's like Hashem? Hamagbihi Lashaves. Hashem is very high up. Hamashpili Lirois Bashamayim Lares, but He's also down here. Hamagbihi Gavoya, Mashpili Lirois, but He's down. Hashem is, He's up here, He's down there. Hashem is everywhere. And we recognize that Hashem is not removed from this world. And Hashem is we have internalized this message. Now, the Ramban, in famous Ramban, the Mashkiach quotes often, in Parashas Bo, he says, Klal Yisrael is supposed to realize from the Nisim Nigloyim, they're supposed to try to follow through to Nisim Nistarim. In other words, the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not for us to see Hashem, wow, Hashem can do miracles. It's from there to learn, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imanu. You're supposed to take that and now try to bring that into your day-to-day life. That there are miracles that are happening every day to us. We don't see them, they're not open miracles. But from the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to take that to the next stage, the next level, is realize that Hashem is in our life. What happened? Amalek came to try to stop that procession, that progress, going from Nisim Nigloyim to Nisim Nistarim. Maybe Hashem could do miracles, but He's not in the laws of nature. That's why the Pasuk says, Zecharis asher asa lecha Amalek, baderech v'tzeisam Mitzrayim. When did Amalek do it? While you were on your way out of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? We were going from Mitzrayim, we just saw all these open miracles, and we're trying to get to a headspace to realize that Hashem is there even in the small details, even in the laws of nature. That's what we're trying to absorb. And Amalek had a point of entry before we got there. Baderech b'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. We're leaving Mitzrayim and we're trying to like take process that it's not just the open miracles, it's also in our everyday life. And Amalek tries to attack us. So this is what we daven every day. We should try to remember when we say that. Ki Hashem Elokim Bashamayim Ma'al, Valoritz Mitochas, Einoid. Vashem Elokim, Bashamayim Ma'al. Bashamayim Ma'al is like, just like the Goyim say, Rom. Hashem is exalted. While Hashem is up there, Hashem can do amazing things in Shemayim, heaven stuff, miracles, all that. Hashem Elokim, Bashamayim Ma'al, Valoritz Mitochas. It is also down here. Einoid. There's no such thing as laws of nature or anything. There's nothing but Hashem. Einoid Mulvavai. And we recognize these two things when we say every day in Aleinu, Hashem b'shamayim al, ba'aretz mitochas. Hashem, you're up there. Hashem, you're down here. Hashem, you do miracles. Hashem, you're even here in all the simple things. I see you. That's what we're trying. That's the lesson that we're trying to learn. And Yisro chapped that lesson. And that's what it says in the pasuk. V'yishma Yisro, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Melchemes Amalek. Yitzias Mitzrayim, open miracles. Melchemes Amalek, what seems to be a regular, just a military campaign, but realize that Hashem was there also. Hashem is in the open things. Hashem is also in the things that don't seem so clear. That Yisro was Vayichad Yisro. Yisro brought them together. Now let's try to figure this out. Here goes. The pasuk says, Zachar es asher asu l'cho Amalek, Timcha es zecher Amalek, mitachas hashamayim lo yisishkach. Timcha es zecher Amalek, mitachas hashamayim. What does that mean? Amalek was anyway never in Shamayim, because Amalek was always saying, Hashem is up there, I know Hashem is up there. Rum! Amalek was, the whole problem is down here. So Timcha Ezecha Amalek mitachas HaShemayim, from what Amalek's effect that he's trying to have down here to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Ki'ilu running the world. So Rabbi Sai, let's go back to the Pasuk, and I'm going to show you where we could see all this in the Pasuk that we read. Vayishma Yisroi Choysein Moshe es kol asher osa Elohim leMoshe liYisrael ki hoitzi Hashem es Yisrael miMitzrayim. Elohim, we said, is gematria teva. So of these two things, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Melchemes Amalek, which one would the pasuk be referring to when it uses the word Elohim? Melchemes Amalek. And then the pasuk says, Ki hoitzi Hashem es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Ki hoitzi Hashem, now it doesn't use the word Elohim, and it talks about took them out of Mitzrayim, so that's referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, where they were Ki'ilu, they were taken out, they were saved from the Mitzrim. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf happened with the Shem Hashem. Melchemes Amalek happened with the Shem Elohim. Elohim is Teva. So, therefore, Rashi says, I see these two things in the pasuk. Why'd you switch the names? That's the reason. Because these two things happen. It's talking about two different things. First, the pasuk is mentioning Melchemes Amalek, and afterwards, the pasuk is mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf, which is a little strange, right? Because which one happened first? Kriyas Yamsuf happened first. The answer is simple, my friends. Remember the Ramban, with this will end. Remember the Ramban in Parshas Boy. The Ramban in Parshas Boy says, if you internalize the open miracles, then from there you will get to understand that there's even hidden miracles. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the Teva. How do I see Hashem in the Teva? Well, if He shows me Himself first in the open miracles, from the open miracles, we will get to the hidden miracles. So first we have to have Kriyas Yamsuf. Then afterwards we'll get to Melchemes Amalek. So listen to the pasuk carefully. Vayishma Yisroi, koyim minyan chosin Moshe, es kol asher asa Elohim leMoshe liYisrael. That's Melchemes Amalek. Ki, what is the word ki? Because hoitzi Hashem is Yisrael miMitzrayim. What does that mean? Because? The answer is, because there was an open miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim of Kriyas Yamsuf, where I saw Kodesh Baruch Hu was out in the open, is very clear. Because of that, Yisro was able to see Hashem also in the Melchemes Amalek. So that's why the pasuk says, you know how Yisro was able to see both of them? Because he heard about the open miracle, he was able to absorb even what was appeared to be a hidden miracle. That is Vayichad Yisroi. So let's get back to the pasuk. Mi chacham v'yishmar eileh. Mi chacham v'yishmar eileh. Mi chacham is Rashi Tevis Yisroi. Mi is a word that Paro used. Mi is a word of Mi Hashem asher yishma b'koileh. Eileh is a word that Klal Yisroel used. Mi chacham yishmar eileh. Mi eileh is Elohim. Mi eileh is Rosh Tevis Elohim. Who's this? Who's doing this? Where's this from? Elohim Hashem. Because Hashem hides in the Teva. He's got a mask. Me. Who is this? Where is this? Where is this coming from? Eila. It's from Hashem. Eila Maisei Hashem. Yisroel was able to understand. And that was the greatness of Yisroel. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he followed through the formula of through the Nisim Gluyim to the Nisim Nistarim. So therefore the Pasuk says, Mi Yisroel, Mi Chacham, Shomer Eila, Vi Yisboinenu Chazdei Hashem. Takes Yisboinenus. You know what that means? It means you're thinking about things. Yisboinenus Bina means you're Maven Davar Mitoich Davar. I see open miracles. That's Hashem. And then I see other things happening, laws of nature, and I realize if that's Hashem, this is also Hashem. That was Yisroel. Mi Chacham, who is that? That was Yishmar Eile. He was able to find Hashem. V'yisboinenu, because he thought about the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Yisroel. That's why the Pasuk, the Chassam Sofer says this is a reference to Yisroel. And really, all of us are supposed to do this through trying to think about the miracles that happen to us as a people. Realize that nothing that happens is by chance. Everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say in Moedim, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imanu. Every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles for us. They're not open miracles, but they're miracles we're supposed to try to internalize, just like Yisroel did that. And therefore, Yisroel committed himself to Klal Yisroel, so to every one of us, if we would find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in also nature, we'll commit ourselves to a life of Avodas Hashem. Thank you for listening, and good job.